This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Christopher Doyle, Christopherdoyle, date of birth 05/11/1965, date of appointment June 18, 2024, requesting physician Nicole Santiago, FNP, NICOLESANTIAGO. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Christopher Doyle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who on June 6, 2024 developed a confusion, trouble remembering words, was slurred, left side was weak, with headache, no visual phenomena, went to the St. Mary's emergency room, then went home. Still he was having symptoms, so brother and wife took him to the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, CT of the head and MRI of the brain done, which shows left internal capsule stroke. Today he is here for follow-up in my office. He is doing fine now, still having speech problem, still struggle in talking. He has double vision. Even before the stroke, his diabetes is not under control. Left side is still weak. Always having a memory issue. Left leg gives out even before the stroke. He uses cane for ambulation. Past medical history. Sleep apnea, fatty liver, chronic kidney disease, thoracic aortic aneurysm, hyperlipidemia, arrhythmia, spinal stenosis, diabetes, hypertension, chronic back pain, past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, cholecalciferol, dulaglutide, glimepiride, glipizide, tizanidine, tramadol, turmeric, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 40 mg, clopidogrel 75 mg. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the wife, family history, father with COPD, mother, history unknown, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having headache, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in right hand rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 21 out of 30. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination strength 5/5 on the left side, right side and -5/5. Deep tender reflexive 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Patient is walking with the help of the cane. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, left internal capsule stroke. Number two, Alzheimer's disease, early onset. Number three, depression. Number four, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily, and clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily. I would like to start Zoloft 25 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months.